Hi again. I was walking today in nature with my mindful walk, and I felt this awe. I'm not sure if awe is the exact word, but I need to come home and sit by this window to cry and record this to you. Today I want to talk about love. I mean, not being cheesy, but really about love. So, if you want to continue listening, I really hope you feel the love that I'm putting into these words that I'm recording to you, whoever you are, the human being that is there, staring and just listening. And if you're not just staring and listening, but you are also doing something else, maybe you want to stop that and just listen. Just see how it feels. Doing one thing at a time and slowing down a bit in this roulette world that keeps rolling non-stop. Anyway, I wanted to talk about love, to you. Whoever you are in this world that keeps building bridges to separate each other and drawing stamps in passports and whose purpose might be growing egos, making us look at each other differently depending on which land you're from. Anyway, I wanted to talk about love. Because I guess is the answer to many of the problems we face today. Individually and collectively, if I talk in the separate language we speak today without realizing the interconnectedness in between it all. The word love has been wandering in my mind very often in the past few days, especially as a word of like encouragement when I was in the process of working. Every time my mind wanted to, I don't know, like feel a bit anxious or when working or maybe a bit overwhelmed, I did this practice. It was remembering the word love, just that, and my mindset changed. Suddenly, I started to slow down and to work with more care with every detail. With love. Do you actually realize the power of words? Of the word you pronounce to yourself? When I first heard that love is the solution, I didn't understand. With a bit of time, patience, and care, I guess I understood that a bit better. That without love and care, I simply go nowhere. Only I go lie to myself. And lies to oneself is the opposite of love. When we as a society, think about love, we may think about a relationship in between two people most of the time. But the truth is, the truth that I discover is that love is beyond that. Love is driving your car with consciousness, being grateful to ride and discover remote roads with it. Smile and treat it with care. Love is also allowing yourself to be bored and breathe. allowing it to just be. I guess the list is infinite. Love moves mountains across any border you can imagine. Love relates to many things and is the answer to many things. But again, I guess we simply do not connect the dots. We think about things separately and we do not realize the interconnectedness in between it all. Just as we do, for example, with health. I mean, we go to the doctor to find a quick fix, a quick band-aid for a problem or issue that might be connected to an emotion, for instance. But in the Western and modern world, we are so evolved and we have a bit of hard time understanding this. I mean, egos took over our minds. We have a hard time understanding that love is the answer to maybe a business war that is making an ill human race. But there's nothing to blame here. This is why I'm writing this and recording this. To help me and others articulate why love can solve problems. I actually wrote this with an old grinding machine, and for me this is another sign of love. I mean, not only because this machine, it was my dad like who fixed it for me to grind, and parents' love sometimes is one of the like purest and most authentic forms of love, but also because with this machine I'm really able to slow down and grind from the calmest state of mind, and with that I can only grind with love. I hope you are able to feel it, and every human being wants to feel love. Love is one of the most powerful sources that keep us all alive. Magic, isn't it? Love is really the answer, and the more I live by the principles of love and kindness, the more inspired I become from love. Tiny stuff like preparing a coffee in the morning with so much care, feeling grateful about that smell of that fresh coffee in the morning. That's a sign of love. So it's not about being cheesy, it's about practicing that for real, because it will give you answers to many of the questions you have. It will really open up your heart a little bit and shut down your mind a little bit, and your ego too, even if it seems so much slower. Trust me, you can try it. I guess you will later realize you can go even faster than all of us that run without direction, getting blind and not being able to see how much an act with love can do. You know, as I heard once, being able to slow down is a superpower in an accelerated world that forgot how to press the stop button. So maybe you might feel inspired now to an act of love. Well, if that's the case, maybe you can write me a message, answering like, what would you like to talk about with someone you could trust? I mean, you can just write a word or a phrase or whatever you like. I can't promise you I will have an answer or something, but maybe you will give me the inspiration to write about that for my next episode, and you will also feel better by speaking it out and carry less weight on your shoulders, so you can have more space for carrying more love. You can send me a message on Instagram. I will write the link in the description of this episode. And yeah, I really appreciate your time to listen to this, and I really hope you can find some value. So yeah, love, Gemix.